The following is a Pro Football Network podcast, the primary voice for pro football at profootballnetwork.com.
Kyle Yates here, PFN Live on Radio Row, going into Super Bowl 58. I'm joined here today by Dalton Schultz. Dalton, thanks so much for taking the time.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right, so I saw CJ Stroud walking around here earlier, and he had just a massive entourage around him and people trying to get his attention as coming off just a fantastic rookie year. Do you think CJ Stroud has the potential to be a top five quarterback in this league within the next 2 to 3 years based on playing with him this
year? He's not. I'd say he is.
There you go.
That's my mindset. Like, the kid is different.
Yeah.
Different type of quarterback, able to adjust, able to throw off any platform. Just go watch his tape, dude, and tell me he's not a top five quarterback already.
Guy came into the NFL and just lit it on fire. And part of that, too, was Bobby Slowick in the offensive system, putting him into a position to succeed here. Does Bobby Slowick deserve to be a head coach in the NFL here very soon?
I think Bobby's on the track to be. Like, Bobby has done everything right. He's a wealth of knowledge, dude. Yep. Like, you talked to Bobby for a little bit. Like, he knows ball inside and out. He's been very, very hands-on with, like, CJ and his development.
Yeah.
Having sat in some of those meetings, I think Bobby communicates better than, you know, most coaches that I've ever been around. Yep. And so I think, you know, Bobby's got some stuff that I think if he continues on the right track, that he'll definitely be, you know, on the short list for some of those.
Right. You're talking about, you know, the putting in players into the best position to succeed. That was absolutely evident watching this year, that Bobby knew what he was doing and was able to, you know, make life comfortable for CJ Stroud, which is not often the case for these rookie quarterbacks coming into the NFL. Let's go back to your time at Dallas, right? There's a ton of conversation right now about Dak Prescott and long-term contract extension. In your opinion, is Dak Prescott the long-term answer at quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys?
Dude, Dak is like one of my best friends. Obviously, my quarterback for 5 years. Like, I'm never going to say anything bad about, like, him. Just being around him, he is what it means to be an NFL quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, on the field, off the field. Is he the long-term answer? I don't know. Like, I don't get paid to make those decisions. Right. Like, I hope for him, I hope he's there and he can win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, I want everything for that guy. If it's not there, it's somewhere else, great. Like, I don't know what the answer to that question is, but, like, for Dak, I wish him, like, the most successful NFL career that I could possibly wish anyone. Dak's been a mentor, a leader. He's helped my growth immensely. Yep. And I think, you know, if he's happy there and he wants to be there, I want that for him.
Yeah.
If he wants to move on or go somewhere else, I want that for him too. Like, it's just, he's my guy, man. Yeah. Like, he's the best. So
that's awesome. What does the future hold for you in 2024 and beyond? Obviously, Houston Texans just seem to be on a skyrocket upward trajectory. What does the future hold for you?
Yeah, man. I'm a free agent this year, and, you know, I'd love to be back in Houston.
Yeah.
I really, really enjoyed my time there. Like, top to bottom, I think that organization has run better than most franchises out there. And, you know, I think that, you know, they have a very, very bright future, especially with CJ, you know, kind of leading that charge. So, I'm excited for what the future holds, whatever that might be. And, you know, I feel like I'm just starting to, you know, get into my feel as a player in the National Football League. And I feel like my best years are still ahead of me.
That's awesome. Kyle Yates here with Dalton Schultz, PFN Live, Radio Row, leading into Super Bowl 58. Thanks for watching. Don't go anywhere.